Let's talk about Mother's Day. I've been trying to reach out. Well, I have the past couple of days. My mother of my children told her I didn't want to ghetto-fy it and call her baby mama anymore. My ex-wife, Amber, co-parenting has been great. I keep asking her the past couple of days, and I will be texting her or calling her. She's no stranger to me just calling her live on the air as she's been dealing with me, hence why she divorced me. Three years. Whether she wants Mother's Day off or on with the kids. And feel free, moms, what do you want for Mother's Day? Do you want to be with your kids or do you want your partner to take the kids for the day? 833-730-6377. Let's just role play really quick, all right?
Okay.
Sienna?
Mm-hmm.
You be Ivan.
Okay.
JD, mm-hmm. You be Sienna. Let's have fun this morning.
Okay, I'm Sienna.
You're Sienna. Mm-hmm. And then Sienna's going to be your husband, Ivan. And you guys have two kids.
I was just about to ask, is this the world of make-believe?
Make-believe.
Of children? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
JD gets to name the children. You have a boy and a girl. Their names are?
Emilio and Amelia.
Emilio and Amelia. Are they twins?
Yeah, they're twins.
Oh, twins. Oh, my God. This is going to be an easy one.
No. Everyone keeps putting that in the universe for me. Let's not.
Okay. Sienna, you're calling your, obviously, your beautiful wife, Sienna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. How are you?
Oh, puppy, hi.
Yeah, I know you're busy at work, you know, because your show is just so funny.
Number one.
You put so much work into it. I'm so proud of you, and I just love you so much. I wanted to ask you, since you're so busy, what do you prefer for Mother's Day?
Oh, get me off. I want the day off. I could not believe you waited this long to ask me. I'm over it. I didn't want these kids to begin with. This is something you wanted your whole life.
Jeez. I knew you feel some type of way because you didn't even let me ask if you wanted the day on or off.
Yeah, I just want it off.
And see. Yeah. Very realistic.
Yeah.
Very realistic.
You got to tap into the world of Ivan there. That was fun.
They're telling us we have actual guy on the line that he has an answer for what his baby mama or his lady wants for Mother's Day. And it helps me. I will be calling my ex-wife Amber to find out what the hell she wants. She won't answer me.
What the hell she wants?
So I tell her, do you want to have the kids for Mother's Day or do you want me to keep them? I don't know yet. Well, I have a life. Let's talk to Omar. Omar in Phoenix. So Omar, does your lady want the kids for Mother's Day or she wants a day off?
She wants it on with the kids.
She wants it on?
Spend all day with the kids. Yeah, all the family together, you know?
Oh, nice. You got a good one.
You're not going to take and babysit them?
Oh, not that term.
You don't babysit your own kids. You're not going to take
maybe in the morning. You okay. Know,
babysit them in the morning.
When I get her nail appointment.
Oh,
are you paying for that nail appointment, Omar?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'll let you know right now. You are.
Don't think. No. You know you're paying for that nail appointment. All right, so when she wakes up, breakfast in bed, babe, I schedule a nail appointment. I'm got the kids. Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
You're a good man.
Dang, Omar,
maybe
you want
to go out for a brunch with a friend or something else, you know?
You got that as well?
Yep.
Okay.
No, you don't. Don't be paying for all the rest of them people. Just make sure they split check and then send her the bill.
Right.
Okay, more and more women are calling in, and the husbands of these women are calling. The mamas want their kids on Mother's Day. Last year we did this. More women wanted it off.
Yeah, was there something in the air last year where their kids were stressing them out?
Is it a fad? You
oh,
know,
maybe.
Are you going to look that frowned upon if you don't have your kids? Because I still don't know what my ex-wife, if she wants the kids on or off this Sunday. Because last year,
I think she wanted them.
She wanted them, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And I think
sure.
The year before, she didn't want them.
Didn't she say, like, half and half, though?
Right.
Do I remember her saying that?
Maybe she wanted the morning to herself
yeah.
And then maybe have them later on in the evening.
Right.
Yeah, that
all
makes
right.
Sense.
We're rolling the dice. I'm going to call her up. What are we thinking? We'll start with you. Omar, do you think my ex-wife, Amber, is going to want the kids or not want the kids this year?
I think she's not gonna want them.
Not gonna want them. All right.
You listen to the show,
Sienna.
I love Amber, but I'm with Omar here. I think she's gonna want a break.
Yeah, she's gonna walk around in a two-piece bikini.
Joey, sometimes do you have to like kind of force the issue a little bit? Like Omar, did you have to force the issue of being like, "Hey, let me have the kids. You have the day," because I feel like mother instinct. No.
No, you get them what they want. It's their day.
Yeah, it's what they want.
Yeah. If she says no,
my kids are a little grown too, so
okay.
Like we don't have babies. So
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, Omar, thank you for being an outstanding husband, hopefully. And tell your lady that we say happy Mother's Day.
All right, thank you guys.
Maji.
Take it easy.
don't know what to do. Gotcha again.
He snuck that in there.
Don't tell me what to do. Love that caught on. Hey, JD, you never answered. What do you think Amber's going to say?
I think she's going to say off.
Off as well?
Yeah.
All right, we got to call her. Got to call Amber and see if she wants it on or off.
Does it make her look bad if we're saying off?
No, you get to decide. Yes. You can't judge.
I kind of feel bad for doing that to my girl, but...
No, because I know a lot of girls that want it off. And listen... ladies, if you're a mom all day, every day, and you want the day off, you deserve that day off.
Yeah.
I hope that you have a baby daddy or your person in your life that gives you the day off if that's what you think that you want. I don't need a gift. I just want the day off.
Yeah, and I think a lot of women are overcome with mom guilt, I believe is the term.
Yeah.
So I feel like they feel guilty being away from their kids, but it's okay to have a little break. It's one day.
All right, we're going to call my ex-wife, Amber, and most people think she wants the day off. So we'll see what she says.